Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined on the phone once again by President Smart. Thanks so much for coming back to talk to us, even by phone.
Good morning, Jennifer. Maybe next month we can do this in person.
I've got my fingers crossed. We are in the middle of a pandemic, and also we're seeing a social justice movement across the United States and really around the world. Much of that is focused on racial equity and equality. And today we're talking about some issues that touch on that, primarily diversity here at the university. MSU has set a goal to recruit more diverse faculty members, and I'm wondering if you could give us an update on how that's going.
Yeah, you know, we looked at the ethnic demographics of our faculty and staff 6 or 7 or 8 years ago, and we were significantly under in terms of the numbers of faculty and staff of color compared to the overall population of our state. And so put into place guidelines for all of our hiring unit to work for that 20% of new hires would be diverse each year. It's not a requirement, but it's an effort to grow the diversity of our faculty and staff. And over the last 6 or 7 years, we've moved from having about 11%, a little less than 11% of our employees to be racially or ethnically diverse, to a point where we're at 15%. And so slow, steady progress. Our board had set a goal of 14% during a period that ends next year. We've exceeded that. They've reset our target to 16%, and so we continue to work to make progress to more perfectly reflect the diversity of our state, since we are, in fact, a statewide institution.
Connect the dots a little bit, if you can, about how having a more diverse faculty enriches a student experience and sets them off for a better trajectory in the so-called real world.
You know, I think just as in the business world, the more diversity of thought, background, ideas, experiences that we have, then the better overall education it is. Because people don't all think alike, and it's when different people think differently based on different life experiences that real creative activity and learning can occur. And so, you know, so we think it's important to have international faculty and faculty of all ages and faculty come from different parts of the country and of different races and of different socioeconomic classes and different religions. And it's that mixture in the academy and in the classroom where that real interaction occurs. And then the second thing I would say is students are helped by seeing people that look like them be successful. And so Someone who loves religious history, who's African American and has an African American professor can see, hey, there's a pathway for me.
Back to the faculty recruiting more diverse faculty. I know that the nuts and bolts are really left to the deans of the colleges and perhaps the provost, but I'm wondering if you can speak at all to any of the challenges that Missouri State University faces in terms of trying to recruit a more diverse faculty.
Sure. You know, part of the challenge is pay. Our faculty pay scale is typically right at average or a little below. And so oftentimes faculty of all races, not just African-American or Hispanic faculty or international faculty, may have more lucrative job offers somewhere else. And so, again, that's something that we face in all job searches. And that's a function of both low tuition and relatively low state appropriations. And then there is a hesitancy sometimes for faculty to come to a predominantly white community, as Springfield is. I mean, will they have interaction with peers of color? And so you have to overcome that sometimes. You know, we also live in Missouri, where the NAACP has a travel advisory out. That's not a helpful thing when you're trying to recruit diverse employees to come to our state as a whole. And so one of the things we've been working on is how do we make enough progress that can be removed, for example. So they're both statewide and community and institution-specific things that are obstacles to recruiting diverse faculty and staff.
Cliff Smart, president of Missouri State University, thank you very much for joining us again.
Thank you, Jennifer.